Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell back with you at the all new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and the NFL conversation. It is going to continue. And right now, let's pack our bags. Let's head out west and check in on the Arizona Cardinals, who are looking to get a reprieve and a bounce after that loss against the Vikings. We're delighted to welcome in on our progressive insurance celebrity guest line. That is Kent Somers, who covers the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL for the Arizona Republic, I should say, and the Arizona Central Sports. He, in fact, you know what? He has covered the Cardinals since 1994, and he is the author of his brand new book. I know he's so proud. 100 Things Cardinal Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And all I have to say is, Kent, is Christmas is still a month away, but my boys, they were fighting like crazy over this book. They wanted this copy.
Oh, thank you. It was a lot of fun to do. It's gotten a good reception. A lot of Cardinal fans have enjoyed it, and it's been a great experience.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I know our listeners are going to enjoy reliving some of those amazing memories and talking about the book. But we pride ourselves on being timely and relevant as well, and so we want you to get us up to speed on your Arizona Cardinals. I know that they're going to face the Falcons, and we'll be on the road on Sunday. But first and foremost, I mean, how is head coach Bruce Arians? How is he doing after being hospitalized with that chest pain?
Well, all indications are that he's doing well. They kept him in the hospital most of Monday, ran a bunch of tests. All of those, the Cardinals say, came out positive. He was back to work on Tuesday, and they say he expects to be on the sideline in Atlanta on Sunday. It's a worry. You know, it's the second time he's been in the hospital this season. In August, he was there in San Diego, where he had some abdominal pain for, you know, an intestinal problem. They got a handle on that quickly, but, you know, this was a little bit scarier, I think. But by all indications, he's doing well and ready to get back to work.
Well, our Cardinals head coach, Bruce Arians, I mean, he's amazing. He's been a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. But as you had just said, I mean, this is not his first time that he's had health issues. I mean, he had prostate issues, a few years back. How concerned should we be in regards, you know, moving forward and in terms of his stability?
Well, it's a concern. You know, he's often told the story of his first head coaching job at Temple in the late 80s, when he was just in his 30s. And he said, I tried to do everything. And he said, the stress, he said, literally almost killed me. He said, I was hospitalized a few times. I had problems with migraines. And he said, the minute I got fired from Temple, he goes, that was the last migraine I've ever had. And he's talked a lot over the years about, you know, handling the stress, how he's better at it, needs to get better at it, et cetera. But what has happened this year makes you wonder, you know. And Larry Fitzgerald told us earlier in the week, you know, the players feel responsible for it, that the losing has taken a toll on everybody, including Arians, sitting at 4-5-1. You know, very disappointing season so far. So the players are concerned about their head coach. I know ownership, Michael Bidwell, is concerned about it. So hopefully this was nothing, and he's able to get back to work and finish the season without a problem.
Kent, you have covered the Cardinals for 22 years. What is your belief? I mean, do you think that they can rediscover the magic and get back to their winning ways like they did in 2015, which was incredible?
Yeah, I don't think this year they're going to be having given any signs. 6 straight and 14, 9 straight and 15, and, you know, this year no more than 2 consecutive games. So, you know, they're just too inconsistent on offense. Defense, they have occasional breakdowns. They're still ranked number one in the league defensively in terms of yards given up per game. So they're playing well enough there, and the big problems are on offense, and that's a surprise.
Okay, so give us your evaluation of Carson Palmer. I mean, why has it been so difficult for him to find a rhythm and to get his groove back? Because he has really faded.
He really has. You know, some people think it's age. He turns 36 or 37. In a month, you know, there have been a lot of people opining that this is, you know, obviously the end of his career. I don't know that I really believe that. I think there has been a decline this year. His arm doesn't seem as strong, at least through the first half of the season. But I think it's been more that he's received a lot less help than he did a year ago. You know, one of his favorite receivers, John Brown, has battled health problems. Another, Michael Floyd, has had a very disappointing year in terms of just mental mistakes and drop passes. They've lost their left tackle, Jared Valdir, and their right guard, Evan Mathis. They've got backups in there now. And it's just a team that's in a tremendous rut offensively. They move the ball between the 20s, but they have a hard time scoring. And, you know, outside of running back David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald, you know, nobody seems to make a big play. And it really, you know, we all keep waiting for that to turn around, but here we are about to enter the 12th week of the season, and there have been no signs that's going to happen.
It's so frustrating because they are so good defensively, and you just think back a year ago. I mean, Carson Palmer, I mean, he was in the hunt for, what, being an MVP candidate. So hopefully they can get things going and start trending in the right direction. Do you think that they miss the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they do. I just think it's too hard right now. The schedule was set up in such a way that they had to get off to a fast start. Five of the first seven games at home, five of the last seven on the road, and they just haven't done that. You know, they haven't, like I said earlier, they haven't beaten a good team yet. They haven't put together a full game, really. I just don't see it. I think it's too much to ask of this team. They're just not good enough.
Okay, we're going to highlight Kent Somers' brand new book right here at SB Nation Radio, The Big E Sports Show. Kent's new book is titled 100 Things Cardinal Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And you have collected some valuable pieces of trivia and some fun things for fans to add to their bucket list. Tell us about your book.
It was a lot of fun to do. You know, Triumph has done a lot of these books for different franchises, and I found out a lot about the team. Even though the Cardinals don't have a great history from a winning standpoint, it's a fascinating story how the Bidwell family acquired the team in the 30s, basically at a party on a yacht. They made a deal, you know, the older Bidwell made a deal to buy the team, to, you know, moving the team from Chicago to St. Louis to Arizona, and, you know, just a lot of a great cast of characters and people who played for the team and worked for the team, including, you know, Pat Tillman, who's, you know, number one on the list of things that, you know, people should know and do.
Hey, Kent Somers has been with us at SB Nation Radio, The Big E Sports Show, author of his new book, 100 Things Cardinal Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Happy holidays. We sincerely appreciate you coming on the show, and congratulations, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What an amazing 2 hours, and I hope all of you are enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend. Blessings to you, and join us next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, The Big E Sports Show, and connect with us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We'll see you next week.